Good morning, and welcome to the only lifestyle show in the Lowcountry featuring guests, topics, and trends for the baby boomer generation. Let's Talk Boomers. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing. And now your host, Rebecca Imholtz.
Good morning, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm your host, Rebecca Imholtz. I'm so glad that you can listen this morning, because as a baby boomer, if you find yourself or someone you care about wanting to turn up the TV volume, or you ask folks to repeat themselves because you don't always understand what they're saying, well, you might possibly have a hearing problem. How do you know? What do you need to do? And what are the latest in hearing technology options? You need to stay tuned, because we'll be talking with Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing this morning. Derek is also a sponsor of Let's Talk Boomers. He's going to be talking about the many options to taking care of hearing loss, way more than our parents' generation had available to them. You'll learn about all these options and how you can try out a pair of hearing aids free for a whole month with their hearing aid test drive. So stay tuned. Now, living here in the Lowcountry, surrounded by water, you may own a boat, or you're thinking about getting a boat. Well, you need to know about an organization that I recently learned of. It's the Charleston Sail and Power Squadron. They have classes, chartered cruises, lots of information for you, the boater, so you can be a safe boater. Last week's guest was Dick Howell. He's with the Charleston Sail and Power Squadron, also known as the Boat Club of Charleston. I certainly learned a lot. And you can, too. If you missed last week's show, go to letstalkboomers.com and learn about boating in the Lowcountry. Now, it's back to school, and in recognition of this time of the year, Dr. Sunny O of Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center has a really cool special. He's offering free skin evaluations, including what skincare routine is best for you with your particular type of skin. Now, he uses SkinCeutical products. I love them. I use them. He's also offering a free makeover using Jane Iredale Makeup. Also use that, because it's really good. I know you're going to love both of these products, SkinCeuticals and Jane Iredale Makeup. So you'll get 10% off the products through August. August is about to end soon, so you really do need to go to Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center. Check out these specials. Get a free skin evaluation. Enjoy this back-to-school special. Dr. Sunny O Plastic Surgery Center, that's on Houston Northcutt in Mount Pleasant. Go to drsunnyo.com, S-O-N-N-Y-O.com. Now, since it's back to school time, you might be thinking about going back to school yourself. How about a career in real estate? There is a great school, Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. They help you prepare for the real estate exam, pass the real estate exam, and they have training in areas such as marketing. So once you get your license, you can succeed. Learn more. Visit lowcountryrealestateschool.com. They have classes going on all the time. And if you're a teacher or a veteran or a service provider, such as a fireman, then you get a discount for the school. Learn more. lowcountryrealestateschool.com. Now, as I mentioned earlier in this segment, if you are a baby boomer finding perhaps that you might be having some trouble hearing, or you know someone who is, well, I'm sure you have a lot of questions, and where can you go to learn all the answers? All you need to do is stay tuned this morning to Let's Talk Boomers, because we're talking with Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imholtz. We'll be right back with Derek Woods.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, along with our workshops, is a just-the-facts approach to designing your Medicare benefits so you can take charge of your Medicare plan, save money, and make the best choices. Get a free copy of Medicare Blueprint by going to MedicareBlueprint.com or come to one of our free workshops. You can register at MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Do you hear sounds but you don't always understand what's been said? Do you want the radio or TV louder than everyone else? If you answered yes, you may have a hearing loss. Hi, I'm Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. At Holy City Hearing, we'll improve your hearing with the Hearing Aid Test Drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, holycityhearing.com.
Are you a boomer and want to downsize or right-size into a new home? Do you want a house of convenience with less work, less to worry about, and more money for travel, entertainment, and enjoying life? I'm Michael Washburn of Exit Realty the Carolinas. As a senior real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist, I can help you start enjoying the life you've earned. Give me a call today at 843-343-3947 or visit the website exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imhoff. I'm so glad that you can listen today, because if you think you're having some trouble listening, maybe you're not hearing sounds like you think you should, you're having to have folks repeat what they're saying because you don't understand what they're saying. Well, do you have hearing loss? And if you think you do, what do you need to do? What do you need to know? That's why I'm so glad to have this morning with us Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. Welcome, Derek.
It's great to be here. It's always fun to chat with you, Rebecca.
It's always fun to chat with you too, Derek. We always have a lot to talk about, so I guess we better get to it.
Let's go.
So, Derek, one of the questions that comes to mind is whenever I'm doing research for this segment, I'm always floored when it says that hearing loss is the third most common health problem in the U.S. Is that true? It's the third most common health problem in the U.S.?
It's absolutely true. It is the third most common health problem in the U.S., and more than half the people with hearing loss are younger than 65. And that's going younger and younger all the time.
Wow, younger than 65. So maybe all those rock concerts that baby boomers went to is starting to catch up with them.
Absolutely. I see more and more people in my age group. It can impact the ability to understand speech, so that your social life is negatively impacted. If not treated, hearing loss can lead to other issues like balance issues, isolation, depression, and dementia.
Dementia is scary, because we do shows about dementia on Let's Talk Boomers, Alzheimer's. We always have someone from the Alzheimer's Association on a couple of times during the year to talk about the latest research and what's going on there. And I think it's pretty sobering to realize that hearing loss can contribute to dementia, which is something that we're all trying to avoid, because physically we're staying fit, but if we're not mentally fit, well, we're going to get into trouble.
That's absolutely true. People that have hearing loss tend to isolate. Mm-hmm. And when they isolate, they're not socially active. And that just leads to depression and dementia. All that can be avoided by treating the hearing loss.
Well, let's talk about how we can avoid that hearing loss. I would think we need to start with a hearing exam.
Absolutely. And when we do attempt to help people hear better, understand it is our perspective to help people, because we truly understand firsthand. I experienced a lifetime of hearing loss, as did my family, who had to live with my hearing issue, and they got very tired of it. We offer a comfortable, very relaxed atmosphere. We'll do a free and thorough evaluation. Then we dig into understanding the patient's lifestyle. With that information, we help the patient choose the technology level to try out. That's when the fun begins, and I love this part. I program a pair of diagnostic hearing devices, and the patient goes home for a week-long test drive.
Wow. So, okay, you do a thorough hearing evaluation. And when I was looking online and looking at the type of evaluation you offer, and I want to get to that free test drive, but it looks like you actually even put a camera in the ear. Is that right, Derek, to check out the ear canal?
Yeah, I've got a video otoscope, and we can look in the ear canal to make sure we're not wax impacted or see if there's any other issues. And the main reason I do that is to make sure I can see all four quadrants of the eardrum, so that I know I can get an accurate threshold test.
So you're sort of ruling out what some problems could be with someone's hearing before going right to the hearing aid.
Yeah, well, with the thorough evaluation, I can determine whether we have a conductive or a sensory neural or noise-induced loss. If it's a conductive loss, that would mean a medical referral to see if something can be done, either through surgery or medication, to solve the issue. Otherwise, we go look into hearing aids.
Okay, very good. If you're just tuning in, this is Let's Talk Boomers. I'm Rebecca Imhoff. We're talking this morning with Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. And Derek, where are you located in the area?
We have two locations to serve you in the Lowcountry. We have one new satellite office up on Main Street in Somerville, and our main office is in Mount Pleasant, right near the Ravenel Bridge.
Okay, and the website?
HolyCityHearing.com.
HolyCityHearing.com. And we have talked a little bit about something called a test drive. Now, what do you mean by a test drive?
Test drive means exactly what that mean, what it says. The patient gets to experience their hearing better in their own environment. I program diagnostic hearing aids. They go home and just live their life for a week. They come back. We study a data log that's produced from the hearing aids to the computer. That way we can see how much time is spent in conversation with noisy environments or quiet in crowds and small groups. Then the patient and I decide whether or not to change the tech level, either moving up or down. Then we can repeat that process. That way the patient will eventually know exactly which tech level or which manufacturer fits his or her brain and environment the best. With this process, there's no pressure, no deposit, no commitment. It's just a relaxed way to make an informed decision.
I really like that because you're getting to use it in your own environment, and it's that's why it's called a test drive, I guess, because you are getting to test it out before you drive away with it.
Yeah, and there's no rush, no pressure. If it takes a week, fine. If it takes a month, that works too.
Okay, I really like that. I think that is a great, awesome concept. Now, what I find, Derek, with my age group, because I'm 55, is that, you know, we, as baby boomers, we think hearing loss is associated so much with really getting old. So we don't necessarily want to face it. And yet, my husband has been saying to me recently, why do you have the TV up so loud?
Yeah.
So, I might need to come in and see you. I probably do.
That's a good sign.
That's a good sign. And why, though, are people reluctant to coming to address a potential hearing loss?
I think people look back at the, they don't understand how far technology is coming. Hearing aids, like just like computers and cell phones, the technology has just been astounding. I've only been in the hearing business for 5 years, and 5 years ago to now, it's just amazingly improved. They're much more smaller, less noticeable, much clearer. There's no feedback issues anymore. It's just much more comfortable. Just come in and check it out. I can fit you with a demo hearing aids that you'll be fit. We can also do custom in-the-ear hearing aids if vanity is an issue.
I think vanity is an issue. So
Rebecca, I hate to interrupt, but I'm trying to get one of the manufacturers to get me a neon blinking hearing aid because I want everybody to see my hearing aids.
Well, that would be very cool. I think that, and you could go to a rock concert and just have that hearing aid flashing away. So technology has evolved, so we need to consider that when we're being somewhat reluctant about going and having our hearing checked. I think that's a really, really good point. So I like the Holy City hearing approach, how you spend time with the client. First, you check to make sure there's nothing physically going on in the ear canal by doing the, what's the name of the test again, where the camera looks in the ear?
We actually do a video otoscope, so we'll be looking at a large screen computer to be able to see a blown up version of the ear canal and the eardrum.
Okay, so a video otoscope, did I say that correctly?
Yep.
Okay, and that way you can see the ear canal very well, and if there doesn't look like anything there is going on, then you're going to go through a diagnostic evaluation of any potential hearing loss. So I think that's wonderful. And let's talk about, in Mount Pleasant, where exactly are you located physically?
We're on Johnny Dodds Boulevard, right between Sticky Fingers and the Ravenel Bridge. Okay. 311 Johnny Dodds Boulevard.
Okay.
It's in a brick office building with Jeff Cook on one end and us on the other.
Okay. So Johnny Dodds Boulevard, 311, Holy City Hearing in Mount Pleasant, a satellite office in Somerville. And your website is holycityhearing.com. Now, Derek, for the boomer out there who's moved to the area, they already have a hearing aid, but perhaps they need to know, where can I go to get accessories or when something's not going well with it? Can they come see you?
Absolutely. We deal with all manufacturers. We can repair any hearing aid, and accessories are pretty neat. We've got probably the two most popular. One is a media box that hooks up to your TV and streams directly to your hearing aids. And another popular choice is a remote microphone. So I've got a patient that, give you a little example. He's deaf in his right ear. I've got a hearing aid in his left ear. He's hearing very well. However, he's got a friend that doesn't drive. And so he drives his friend around. His friend is talking to his deaf ear, so he's got to yell. And so my patient has also got road noise coming from his left hearing aid. So we gave him a remote microphone. He puts it on his dashboard. Now his friend can talk at a normal volume. The remote mic picks up the voice and streams it directly to his hearing aid.
Oh, my
goodness.
So
there's no more yelling.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's amazing, and they're inexpensive.
Okay, but how much do they start?
I would think the remote mic was around $200.
Oh, my goodness, that's really nothing compared to the quality of life and how it's going to be improved.
It solves some issues.
Wow, that's terrific. And I also see that you offer, because we don't want our hearing to get worse, or perhaps we don't have hearing loss at the time and we don't want to develop it, you offer hearing protection.
Yeah, we've got various hearing protection. We've got devices that can accentuate the human voice and then block out loud sounds. So it's great for hunters, musicians, motorcyclists.
Motorcyclists, that's right. Yeah. I say, I always get confused because my husband's a cyclist.
Yeah.
But he's the kind that you pedal.
Yeah.
So, but yes, motorcyclists, definitely there's some noise involved there.
Yep.
And musicians, we have big, big, big music scene going on in Charleston. So I think that's important to know.
We fit a couple of musicians, and then we did one that plays an instrument but also sings. And we had to get a special protective device for her so that she could hear her voice clearly and still block out the symphony around her.
Oh, I like that. So you really take a lot of time with your patients.
Oh, absolutely. We're relaxed. We spend up to 2 hours for a full eval. I am told I could shorten that quite a bit by telling fewer stories, but I get to know my patients and we have fun.
Well, I think that's so important because in today's medical world, I think some of that has been lost, that doctors don't have time to spend with their patients. And wherever we do go, when we know that we have a medical need, it's nice when someone does spend the time with us to get to know us, because that's going to impact the potential solution to the problem.
Yeah, I was just picturing if I were in my patient's shoes and I went into a clinic or a hearing center and we rushed through a quick eval and did some paperwork, and then I was handed a pair of or fit with a pair of hearing devices and said, okay, these are $8,000 and these are the ones that will work for you. How do you want to pay for it?
Mm-hmm.
I would have all kinds of tension.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would be thinking, well, I know my family wants me to have hearing aids, but I get along pretty good without them. I don't want to spend $8,000. So in that situation, I don't really perceive the value of having hearing devices that help me hear better. But with the hearing aid test drive, with able to experience it for a week or two, then I know what the value is, and I know if I'm getting the right technology at the right price.
Because you hear what you've been missing.
Yep.
I like that.
In the initially in my case, when I was first fit about 5 years ago, it took me quite a bit of time to get used to hearing everything. It wasn't like I enjoyed the hearing aid immediately, but I was amazed at my family's reaction. It was immediate. They loved my hearing aids. My daughter said, Dad, your hearing aids are wonderful, but promise me, don't you ever take them off.
Well, and we're not coming upon the holiday season real soon, but it is coming up. So maybe that's something for the listener out there to think about, that it's really a gift to your family to say, hey, maybe I need some hearing aids. And by the time they get here for the holidays, everybody can hear and talk to each other, which would be an amazing gift if that's been a problem in the past.
My wife and I work together. She's the customer care manager, and we feel very strongly about that fact. We do not want you to go through the holidays without being able to interact with your loved ones. Shared time with family and friends is precious. Make sure you don't miss a thing. Get started right now.
I couldn't say it better myself. That is so true. And I notice here, Derek, that you also have, it looks like, support groups for some of your patients or your clients, seminars for groups and organizations. So you go out and give talks, educate the community.
Yeah, and that's not a sales pitch. It's just educational about how the ear works. And I get into a lot of detail about the anatomy of the ear, which is just fascinating to people, fascinating to me.
Because we honestly don't think about it. We can't look in our ear canals. We can look in our eyes and our mouth,
yeah.
But you can't. When you think about it, you can't look in the mirror and see the inside your ear and how it works.
The anatomy of the ear just amazes me. It's
wow.
Just tremendous the way it works, and I cover that in some depth. But we also talk about all the different causes of hearing loss and what can be done about it, including conductive versus sensory neural.
So what's the difference between those two?
Conductive would, well, for example, if you had ear infection or fluid in the ear or calcium built up in the middle ear, where sound energy cannot pass through the eardrum, through the mental ear, to the inner ear where the cochlea is. And noise induced or sensory neural is damage to the cochlea or the nerve. And usually it's the damage to the hair, the microscopic hair-like cells called in the inner ear, in the cochlea.
Okay.
Without going into too much detail.
That's good. All right. So that's why folks need to come see you to get all this explained to them and to help diagnose what they have that might be contributing to their hearing loss. So I want to mention the website again. It's holycityhearing.com. And we have a couple of minutes left, Derek, and I don't want to leave the segment. I love the questions out there that one might need to ask themselves or their loved one to determine if they have hearing loss. And I want to go over those with our listeners, too, so that they can think about it. I already mentioned to you in the beginning of the segment that my husband is saying, why do you need to turn up the TV louder? So that might be a clue for me. But you also mentioned not hearing sounds as well. And can you give an example of that?
95% of us with hearing loss is sensory neural, and that affects the high frequencies before it hits the lows.
Okay.
All the consonants, or not all of them, but most of our consonants are in the high frequency sounds, and they're relatively weak in terms of the volume or strength. So those are the parts of speech that we miss first. The consonants give intelligibility to the word. For example, the word thin and fin is probably a great example. Most people with hearing loss can't distinguish between the TH and the F sound, so they have to read lips or fill in the blanks with context. So if you, with the consonants, the reason they're high frequency and weak is that you're having to use your teeth, tongue, and lips to form the sound versus the vowel. The sound comes from your diaphragm up through your voice box and straight out of your mouth, whereas to form a TH sound, I have to use my tongue and lips and teeth to form the sound, so it weakens it. So anyway, if you are hearing people talk but not understanding them, odds are great that you have a high frequency loss that can easily be treated with hearing devices.
I like the fact that you said easily treated with hearing devices. So one of the examples I see here is dime sounds like time.
Exactly. And thin and fin is my favorite
thin
example.
Thin and fin.
And if I said that man sure is thin and you weren't reading my lips, then your brain's got to figure out, did he say fin or thin?
Uh-huh.
But it doesn't make sense that that man sure is fin, so he must have said thin.
Uh-huh.
So your brain's working in overtime.
Wow.
I recall about 3 months into wearing hearing aids for me, I realized how mentally relaxing it is. I don't have to just constantly focus and concentrate.
That's interesting, too. Plus, I'm sure that you find yourself engaging more with other people.
Yeah, I actually never was the type to isolate. I just talked too loud, and people had to repeat, and people had to complain that my TV was too loud, and that's why my daughter said, Daddy, don't ever take those hearing aids off, because she's got great hearing, and she hated when I watched TV.
So it is a gift to your family, and let's go over that hearing test drive again, Derek, before we end the segment. What is your hearing test drive that Holy City Hearing offers?
It's simply a very relaxed, no pressure, no commitment, no strings attached, no down payment way to go out and experiment with different levels of technology, which means at different cost levels, with different manufacturers if needed. And we take our time to make sure we have a right fit. So the patient is in the driver's seat, truly. And that person is going to end up making the final decision. I'm not going to tell the person what's best for them. They're going to know themselves.
All right. So you can learn all about the hearing test drive, the hearing aid test drive that Holy City Hearing offers by going to their website, holycityhearing.com. Thank you, Derek, for being with Let's Talk Boomers this morning and for being a sponsor of the show.
It's one of my, actually, this is my favorite subject, so I could talk about it all day.
Well, and you can learn more and perhaps catch one of your educational seminars as well. Just go to the website. Is that where they can learn about that?
Absolutely. Give us a call. Go to holycityhearing.com or call us. We'll talk to you.
And what's the best number to call?
843-388-4853.
Holy City Hearing, holycityhearing.com. Thanks, Derek Woods, for being here this morning.
Thanks, Miss Rebecca.
All right. This is Let's Talk Boomers. We'll be right back.
Are you a boomer and want to downsize or right size into a new home? Do you want a house of convenience with less work, less to worry about, and more money for travel, entertainment, and enjoying life? I'm Michael Washburn of Exit Realty the Carolinas. As a senior real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist, I can help you start enjoying the life you've earned. Give me a call today at 843-343-3947 or visit the website exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com.
Hi, this is Derek Woods of Holy City Hearing. If you think you have a hearing loss, contact us at Holy City Hearing. We'll give you a free hearing test, and you can try our hearing aids for free with our hearing aid test drive. Make an informed choice and hear what you've been missing. With the test drive, we put you in the driver's seat. At Holy City Hearing, we treat you like family. Contact us at holycityhearing.com. Again, that's holycityhearing.com.
Hi, I'm Jason Mackey, advisor and co-author of Medicare Blueprint. Understanding Medicare and its many different plans and parts can be overwhelming. Our book, Medicare Blueprint, and our workshops can help you take charge of your Medicare benefits so you can make the best choices and save money. Learn more, including how to get your free copy of Medicare Blueprint, by visiting MedicareBlueprint.com. Again, that's MedicareBlueprint.com.
Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center. Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.
Welcome back. We're talking with Michael Washburn. He's a seniors real estate specialist and a parent care housing specialist with Exit Realty the Carolinas. Now, Michael, why should the boomer listening right now use a realtor to sell their home instead of trying to sell it on their own?
Great question, Rebecca. If you try to sell your house yourself, obviously you save commission dollars, but it could cost you more in the long run.
Why is that?
Because realtors, for one, know the market. They're on the pulse of it. And we're fortunately in an escalating market. And quite often, the people that buy for sale by owners are investors because they can say, hey, look, you're not paying a commission, so I'll pay you less for your house.
Ah.
And they know the market very well if they're an investor and they're in the market day to day. Another great thing that the realtors can help you do is stage the house and get professional photos and drone shots. So your house is going to look really well, because a lot of people just eliminate houses by the photos, and they don't even go to see a house if the photos aren't shot properly. The other thing is marketing. We build a website for each individual property, and which really helps market the houses.
Well, those are great reasons to use a realtor like Exit Realty. Now, Michael, the boomer out there listening who is thinking about a career in real estate, is there a school out there that can help them jumpstart their career?
Absolutely. The Lowcountry Real Estate School is located in North Charleston, and excellent school. And it's also the Lowcountry School of Real Estate and Training Center. So it will help you launch your career.
That's great. And to learn more about the Lowcountry Real Estate School to help you jumpstart your career as a realtor, go to lowcountryrealestateschool.com or give them a call at 843-619-0312. 619-0312. And to check out Michael Washburn, go to exitrealtyofthecarolinas.com. Thanks, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Let's Talk Boomers, hosted by Rebecca Imholtz. If you have an event you'd like our listeners to know about, please email letstalkboomers@gmail.com and we'll spotlight it on a future program. Would you like to be a guest on the program or have a topic you'd like Rebecca to cover? Email us at letstalkboomers@gmail.com. Let's Talk Boomers is presented locally by Exit Realty of the Carolinas, the Lowcountry Real Estate School and Training Center, Jason Mackey, author of Medicare Blueprint, and Holy City Hearing, and is heard exclusively on News Radio 94.3 WSC.